Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
God won't bless me because of 1, 2, 3. Have you ever had those thoughts? Those are lies, and the devil is a liar and the father of all lies. Huh? So the devil will lie to you. He will tell you reasons why it cannot, why it should not. In this economy, do you think this works? No, it only works for pastors, not people like you. Yeah, it only works for pastors. It only works for certain people, not you. Tell that. Once that thought enters, devil, you're lying. Number three, doubt. Okay, doubt is the third way. I don't think that this giving thing will work for me. I mean, I've been giving my tithe all along. It hasn't worked for me. You understand what I'm saying to you? The devil would want you to doubt. Matthew 14:31, Jesus said, immediately stretched out his hand and lifted him up and said, what little faith you have, why would you let doubt win? Understand? When you're giving, don't doubt. When you're sowing your seeds, don't doubt. When we're praying, don't doubt. When you're sitting on that paper, don't doubt. You understand what I'm saying to you? The things of God are not like the things of men. They are foolishness. Don't doubt. Okay, don't doubt. Yeah, don't doubt. Say, I will not doubt. Say, I refuse to doubt. Yeah, so what do you do when you have fear, when you have doubts, when you feel the devil's lies? Rebuke the devil. Resist them. Satan, I rebuke you. I refuse to doubt. My harvest is coming. I will see my testimony. My wedding is coming. You understand what I'm saying? I will thrive as a student. I will own properties. Refuse to doubt. Yeah, sometimes your bank account can say you're lying. Refuse to doubt. Choose to believe. Only believe. Hello, somebody. Amen. Only believe. Amen. Number five, quickly. Recognize your harvest when it comes. Yeah. Many of us know how to sow, but we fail to recognize our harvest when it comes. I hope you're taking nice pictures. Get a nice picture. I'm recognizing a camera moment. Maybe I'll go on Forbes magazine. Please show me. Is that your Forbes magazine picture cover? Needs to be edited. Don't worry, you can't edit my complexion. I am what I am. My wife has tried all filters possible. I know I come out as a black man.
And we love it, Papa.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Yeah, at night you can't see me. Yeah, I disappear into the system. I'll be. And then some days your eyes decide to be red the whole day. Like you smoked weed. But you're like, Lord, I'm grateful because I've received all these things. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Recognize your harvest when it comes. You know that day when I was after preaching at church and I was on Facebook checking through the pictures if they did the right job? I recognized my wife when I saw her. I recognized my harvest when it came. And that day when it came, she wasn't missing. She wasn't wearing a ring. But I recognize that this is my harvest. Of all my years of faithfulness, here's my reward. Yeah. Your harvest will not come fully formed. Recognize it when it's starting to come. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 18:43-45. You know, learn to recognize good breaks when they start happening. Many of us only recognize negative things. That's a bad recognition. Learn to recognize all of a sudden the favor in the office. You understand what I'm saying to you? All of a sudden, recognize the peace that comes into your heart after you're praying for that matter. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? All of a sudden, recognize that you're no longer worried about marriage because you've handed it over to God. You see, learn to recognize God at work. Remember that song? Even when I can feel it, you are working. Even when I can see it, you are working because you never stop. You never stop working. You understand what I'm saying? Learn to recognize, okay, you who didn't have a job, all of a sudden you've been called up for an interview at a call center. It's not where you want to be, but recognize that someone has at least started to show you favor. You understand? If one person can show you favor, another can show you greater favor. You see, but Christians are very ungrateful. They fail to recognize the small moves of God. Yeah. Yeah, they fail to, you know, if you're with God in Genesis chapter 1, and everything was a dark and void, but when you came the following day and there was light, recognize that something is cooking. It's not yet perfect, but something is cooking. You see, manifestations and harvests do not come immediately. Learn to recognize the light. Tomorrow when you see water and land, learn to recognize small things, your harvest when it's coming. Yeah. Learn to recognize your harvest when it's coming. Hallelujah. Are we together, church? Yeah. 1 Kings 18, it says, and he said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. So he went up and looked, and there was nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Then it came to pass on the seventh time, he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up and say to our prayer, pray your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became dark and the clouds with clouds and wind, and there was heavy rain. So you understand? But how did this rain start? Huh? Size of a man's hand, right? That's how the rain came. What is God saying? Your miracle will start with a man's favor on you. Someone just invites you for a meeting. Someone just forwards you a link. You understand? Forwards you a link which answers what you... You see, guys, many of us are bitter at God because we're failing to recognize the small hands at work. Okay? You're failing to recognize that this is the hand of God. Number one, I would not have qualified for this job if it was not God's favor. Learn to recognize. I know you want to be the CEO, but can you recognize that at least you've got one foot in the company? You see, you can't be a CEO if they didn't hire you. But at least now you have one foot in the company. Learn to recognize it. Learn to recognize that you're on your way to graduation when you pass one semester after another. Hello, church. Yeah. Yeah. Brother, learn to recognize that the lady might be interested in you when she gives you the phone number. You understand? Learn that just that phone number is already, you're within. Huh? Now you have to fight again. Do not be friend-zoned, right? Yeah. When you text and she responds, you are even within. Learn to recognize the cloud as small as a man's hand. Hello? Learn to what? Yeah, learn to. I recognized it. Yes, that's why I married, because I recognized the small signs. Yeah, one day I was preaching in church, as I was preaching, and as I'm preaching powerfully like this, and my wife was like, you're finishing me! Hey! You remember that service?
Yes, sir.
I was just preaching and she was being finished by the word. I recognized that there's something finishing this sister. Hey, I recognized it. I recognized, and then afterwards I was like, what was happening, sister? Talk, you know, afterwards, tell us more. Because we want to finish you totally. Tell us more. Okay, my wife always says she never said that, you know. So just, someone says she was there. Guys, me, I want a happy wife. No one was there. My wife never said, she never said it. Recognize. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I said, learn to what?
Recognize.
Learn to recognize when you have favor with your boss. Learn to recognize when your manager prefers you. Learn to, and I mean, she wasn't saying I was finishing here, but I have to, some of you have dirty minds. The sermon was nice. She was saying amen. You know how sometimes you say all kinds of, yeah, it was an ouch. It was an ouch moment. Yeah, so please, don't be looking at my wife like, Okay, so recognize. Recognize the small favor in the office. Yeah, recognize the small preferential treatment. Yeah, it's a start. Thank God for that one. You'll increase it. Okay? Recognize when an opportunity that was not there before all of a sudden is there. Recognize when meetings that used to happen and you're not involved, now they happen and you're involved. It means someone is discussing your name somewhere for something good. Hello, somebody. Recognize when the brother drops off everybody and he finishes with you. You recognize that. Huh? Hey, this guy, he drops off every. Even if others stay in Pal, he will go to Pal with me and come back and drop me. You understand? Yeah, learn to recognize. Tell your neighbor, say, it's the small things. Yeah, it's the small. Learn to recognize that lady who comments on all of your posts when you post. Yeah, recognize it. Yeah, you can't buy interest. Yeah, recognize that someone is interested in me. In me, this small me, someone is interested. Wow. Recognize it. I said, recognize it. See, recognize it. And my wife also recognized that, hey, this pastor is no longer just pastoring this guy. I remember one day we were having a conference coming up, called her to my office, and I don't even know what I wanted to say, but she wanted her to go for shopping for the uniform. Hey, my heart was paining me. It's like, no, I have to go. So should I cancel? No, no, you can go because conference is coming. Jesus. Yeah. You understand? Hey. When she got to rest, she texted me, oh, you had said you want, you called me to the office, pastor, to discuss something. I'm like, yes, sister. Hey. Now I'm speaking in tongues now because I recognize that I've been recognized. You understand? Yeah, and I was like, hey, sister, I love you. So I was like, in our church, I love you means nothing. In our church, I love you means what? Yeah, it means nothing. Yeah, she recognized that I could lead her on. Huh? Yeah, I mean, don't you tell each other you love you? In our church, I love you is like oxygen. Yeah, it's not, it means nothing. If a guy here says, I love you, it means nothing. Yeah. It's the love of God. Yeah. So I said, I love you. And she was like, no, Muruti, we don't recognize it. And then I said, no, please, may you be my beloved. It's like, honorable member, I recognize you. Hey! Hey! I felt a joy in my heart. The member has been recognized. Yeah. So in the evening, right, we drove to where she was staying. Not to the rest where she was staying. Right? And I was with some guys there. And so the other guys recognized. You see, they recognized that, no, pastor is not here for winning souls here. Yeah. They recognized. Right? I think I was with Musa. Musa went. He went to see Abigail, whatever. Yeah. So I called my wife, and guess what? She comes with Veve. Hey! You know Veve, Sister Veve, the one who sings soprano? So now it's tough because Veve is my member. So how will I explain this one? Hey! Veve is not recognizing. Veve, you must recognize. Hey, you must recognize. I said to Veve, please, can you go get me some water or some? Veve, can you please go to town and just, yeah, yeah. Because Veve was not recognizing that Muruti has been recognized here. Hey, I'm talking about increase through recognition. Hallelujah. Amen. May you recognize what you should recognize. Amen. So now I'm increased. Now I'm a mister. I'm someone's husband. I've increased because I recognized. Yeah. And the moment you recognize, it could just even be the time. Yeah. Don't wait and say, I'll wait after 3 years. The cloud is small. Are you able to see that favor? Are you able to see preferential? Are you able to see the emails coming in, inviting you to attend seminars, webinars? Are you able to see this small thing? You see, because when you want to see 1 million coming, but are you able to see the steps to the 1 million? I pray you see those steps. Yeah, I pray. Are you able to see a mega church as it's happening? I know you, when you respect me when it's 5,000 people gathered. That's pastor as a pastor. But are you able to see the first service, the second service? Are you seeing the steps to the mega church? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Learn to recognize the small things. Hallelujah. All right. Yes, yeah, so the small things that turn things around. Lastly, remember it was the thief on the cross who recognized Jesus. Imagine his life just changed just by 1 minute of recognition. Your life can change when you just recognize. Your life can change. I pray for you. May you enter into a season of sudden and drastic changes because of the law of recognition. May your eyes be open to recognize what you should recognize. May you be sensitive to what you should be sensitive to. May you not miss the time of your recognition in Jesus' name. Amen. And also when you're at work, when they recognize you for greatness, don't do this funny humility. Ah, no, I'm unworthy. And you recognize me, I'm recognized. Yes. You know, some of you insult God and His greatness plan for you because you don't want to be recognized. It's not, it's the grace at work in you. I know, for me, it's not me. We know it's not you. It's the grace. We're recognizing the grace. Yeah, learn to be, tell your neighbor, learn to be celebrated. Learn to be appreciated. Yeah. Husbands are some of the most difficult people to celebrate. Yeah. Because of the way their minds and brains work. Yeah, if care is not taken, your husband will always be thinking about, are the bills paid, is everything fine? You will fail to even recognize that I must also take money and enjoy myself. So a good wife helps her husband recognize. Yeah. If care is not taken, I kid you not. Hello, husbands.
Yes,
yeah. Ask your husband when last you went for a massage. Yeah. Doesn't recognize it. That's why men die faster than women. Yeah, because they don't recognize. With all the stress at work, you need a massage, someone to massage you now and again. Hello? Most men are stressed, but they are not recognized at home. Because as a man, you must be a man. Being a man also means live with the pressures. Huh? Yeah, you can't be crying every day. Baby, I don't know what we'll do. I don't know what. No. Recognize. Hallelujah. Yeah, so if you are married to a man who does not want to recognize himself, take good care of himself, whatever, you, madam, are authorized to recognize him on his behalf. Spoil him. Yeah, treat him like a king. Most guys want good things, but they don't know where to start. Because all their life, they hate to be a man. They don't know any other thing. They just know how to handle the difficulties, yeah, to make ends meet. But you must recognize that, no, this is my guy. Let's go. We're going out. Hello, I hope I'm helping someone here. Last point is, remember to honor God for his blessings. Remember to, for his blessings. Deuteronomy 26 verses 1 to 5. Once you enter the land that God is giving you, he's giving you as an inheritance, and you take over, you get that job, and you settle down. You are to take some of all the first fruits of what you grow in that land that God, your God, is giving you. Put them in a basket and go to the place God, your God, has set apart for you to worship him. In other words, when you get that job, you get that contract, you get that tender, you are to take a portion of that income and you come and you give it in the house of God, in the place where God has chosen to be worshipped. You are saying, God, I got this tender because of you. God, I got this job because of you. I got this promotion because of you. Right? You understand what I'm saying to you? And you shall go and you set it apart. And at that time, go to the priest who is there and say, I announce to God, your God, today that I've entered the promised land. You know, when you don't pay your tithe, you're saying to God, I haven't entered the promised land. Remember, Prophet Uni said, only poor people shouldn't give.
Yeah.
So when you are not giving, you're saying to God, I haven't entered the promised land. But when God looks, he notices that you've gotten your dream job. So what are you trying to do here? Hallelujah. The priest will take the basket from you and place it on the altar, sanctifying it, your God, and in the presence of God, your God, you will then recite some things there. Hallelujah. Remember, continue to say, remember God.
Remember God.
When you are blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember God. Proverbs 3 verses 9 to 10. Honor the Lord. Remember the Lord. Remember to remember God. Remember Jesus healed 10 Samaritans, 10 guys, and only how many came back? One came back to say thank you. Yeah, only one came back to honor God. Yeah. I'm the one who has come to say thank you, Lord, for every blessing. You understand? Yeah. Be the one to come back. When you are blessed, month end comes in, take your salary, I have my tithe. Lord, I've come to say thank you. Hello.
Sir.
Remember God. And now God, you see, hello, let's talk. Can we talk for a minute? Now, you see, if God knew you, you know, God didn't say, you know, some of you put a date so that, oh, we remember God on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus will remember you. God knew that there'll be people like you around. So he told us how he wants us to honor him, how he wants to be remembered.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
How? What did God say he wants to be remembered? Honor the Lord by giving him your
money.
Tell your neighbor, say your money. Yeah. God says, remember me with your money, sir.
Tell it.
Yeah. Don't remember me by calling your children name Abraham, Bethel. No, it says money. Remember me. Remember God with your money. Your tithe is your money. Your offering is your money. Your first fruits is your money. Your partnership is your money. Hello, church. So remember God with your, remember God with your money. Will you remember God with your money?
Yes, sir.
After he has blessed you, after he has preserved you, after he, all of your prayers have come to pass, remember to honor God. You remember the testimony? Lord, remember how I've been faithful, tithing, partnering, giving towards your work, and 150,000 just like that. Isn't that amazing? God will surprise you if you remember him. Yeah, the 10 were healed. Only one was made whole. Hallelujah. In this season, enter into a season of wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, you will increase by the law of recognition. You'll increase by the law of what? Yeah, learn to recognize. Learn to recognize God. Learn to remember him. Recognize him. Honor the Lord by your substance. Yeah, then you'll have more than enough. Don't honor God by tattooing cross equals love. It's not how he wants to be remembered. If I say, remember me by standing up 5 times a day, and when you send an email, is that how I want to be remembered? Okay, so remember God the way. Help me preach to your neighbor for the last time. Say, remember God the way he wants to be remembered. Yeah. Some of you guys, when you get paid, you remember clubs, which didn't fast for you. Huh? You remember restaurants that didn't pray for you. But you don't remember God's house. Say, that's not me. Yeah. God wants you to remember him. So you take out your 10% of every income. Lord, I remember you. It's your goodness towards me. That is why I'm even blessed. I remember you, my. You understand what I'm saying to you? It's not, he loves a cheerful giver. It's not by force. No one wants to be remembered by force. Baby, would you want me to remember your birthday by force?
No.
I'm like, baby, you forgot it's my birthday. Ah, I mean, it's not like any other day. I mean, that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why do you think God wants your grumpy offering? Yeah, your giving is not to, your giving is just saying, Lord, I have good manners. I remember you. You are the one who blessed me. You understand? That's why after you get married, it's good that you came and testified. We want to thank God. We want to thank, you understand what I'm saying to you? That's what it is. Remember God. Most Christians are not doing well because they forget God. When they enter their promised land, they forget God. Yeah, they forget God. You can't continue to be blessed. It might be well for a season, but not for life. Most Christians are not blessed because they forget their parents. Yeah. They forget their parents. There's nothing like black text for a child of God. You're just remembering your parents according to your ability per time. How can it be that you are exchanging all the restaurants in Cape Town, but your parents don't have food to eat? No, that's not a good thing that you're doing. It will frustrate your prosperity. Hello? How can you be celebrating red bottom shoes, yet your parents don't have what to eat? No, sell those shoes and remember your parents, how they took care of you. Hello, church. Yeah. You remember your pastor as well. Yes, after he has prayed for you, after he has blessed you, he has taught you, counseled you, loved you, covered you. Now you're a millionaire. It's not time to say that, you know, that church is a bit hot for my liking. Yeah. And the parking lot is not as secure, man. Now you want AC now. When we are sweating together, remember your pastors. I said, remember your pastors. Yeah, that your place is no time to change membership. Yeah. When we're casting out those devils, why didn't you change membership? You see what I'm saying? So you remember your God. You remember your parents. You remember your pastors. Remember those who have been a blessing to you. Yeah, remember them. You know, sometimes remembrance is not much. It's just sending a message. Thank you. Yeah, a heartfelt message. Thank you for all that you have been. You are a very good friend. You notice you never thank your friends except on their birthday. With a funny picture where your friend looks ugly and you look good. It doesn't happen to you. It doesn't happen to you. Yeah. I tell you, it was your birthday yesterday. Yeah. They will take the picture where you are laughing until your palate. That one where they're like, that's the one that they post. The other ones when you're looking fly like Miss Universe. Never. You don't have friends, you have frenemies. You have friendly enemies. Listen to me. We always teach about red flags, but there's also green flags. People who want the best for you. People who are excited when you win. People who clap hands for, people who celebrate you. You understand? Yeah, recognize the green flags. Don't always hunt for red flags. Learn to recognize green flags as well. Amen, church.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Ready to pray?
So as you stand up, your marital destiny is settled.
Amen.
Take out your car. Take out your house. So use this time to pray for whatever. She prayed for a bursary. Pray for whatever you want to pray about. Your job. Pray for whatever. But for your husband, no longer pray. It's done. He's coming tomorrow. Recognize him when he comes. He might not come perfect when I Ellen. Yeah, don't you will become better because you're there. If you get a well done man, what will you say? What's your contribution?
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Tall podcast. Shalom.